That's Charlie Puth's Light Switch. You know that song. It's a jam. It's been on the playlist for a while, but many, many more cool tunes coming your way. But in the meantime, we're joined in studio by Mr. Ryan Hunt himself. How are you today, Rye?
Good, and you, Leah?
I'm so good. Cruising through the afternoon. We've got beautiful weather. I love this time of year. There's really very, very little to complain about.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time of year. It seems like every time I come and chat to you, we chat about the run. And as we alluded to, it's the best time to come and do the run.
Oh, for sure. Even though it's a little bit dark right now. I mean, you're starting in the dark, but you're getting a beautiful sunrise along the way.
Yeah, as you finish, you get a beautiful sunrise, unless you Hank McGregor, one of those speed demons who runs in about 16, or like Nick, who runs in about 16 minutes. But apart for the normal folk, yeah, it's a beautiful time of year to run because you get that sunrise. And then even now, as we head into June, you're going to get that sunrise.
Oh, sure.
As you're sitting down for your coffee from the boys at Concha. So it's a great time of year to enjoy the North Coast. And ironically enough, so I was actually chatting about this just before we got here. Mm-hmm. So Hunt Properties at the moment is opening branches in Cape Town, and we're trying to roll out in KZN, and we have this debate, which is a better destination. And,
okay,
you know, from being passionately North Coast,
yeah,
to now having to have more of a nuanced nuanced outlook.
And hipster outlook as well.
Yeah, it's you know, to look at both in terms of their pros and cons is that Ballito just has so much to offer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you look at other parts of the country, you know, if you look at the spectacular, quaint areas like the Southern Cape and Eastern Cape, like St. Francis, is that they're isolated. So they're sitting there in their little islands, where in Ballito, you know, you're close to a fantastic international airport.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's been seeing the planes flying directly to London. You know, everyone's, you know, they have much bigger planes, so you can see them in the air. So we're in this beautiful area that's maintained its character, but is burgeoning. And
oh, for sure.
As we're discussing, with all these new young folk coming into town.
New families settling in. And like you say, I mean, that's a very hard debate to debate, because Cape Town, Ballito, each to their own, they both have such fantastic things to offer. But I just feel like Ballito just does it better. In Cape Town, it's kind of spread out. You're going to get a different vibe everywhere. If you are somebody who gets bored quickly, you know, there's something different. There's a different flavor. But Ballito, I don't know. You know what to expect. You know what to get with Ballito. The people are friendly. Everybody kind of knows each other. There's a sense of community, which I just feel doesn't exist in Cape Town.
Yeah, I do agree with you. And I think the most interesting thing about Ballito, if you even compare it to another area where we're opening a branch, Mhlanga. You know, Mhlanga used to be this little seaside village outside of Durban, and it had this really rustic surfer type persona. And unfortunately, that's been enveloped by this high-rise, ultra-cosmopolitan city that's now evolved into Mhlanga, where Ballito is unique. So it's a little bit further out than even Mhlanga. Seaside village with a sugarcane, very much Zululand, North Coast background. And what I find really cool is that you can see, and we've sold, I've been now selling property or being involved in property for 10 years.
Okay.
And you see people come down from Joburg and they look super wired, and they and then you see them after 6 months and they've got their slops on. And
Brand new person,
totally relaxed. So I think the nice thing about Ballito is that, touch wood, to this part in its journey, and the journey is very much continuing, it's been able to maintain its identity while still maturing.
Oh, for sure.
And that's, you know, we're so lucky. We've got unbelievable amenities and facilities. If you consider the place that we're sitting in at the moment, you know, the visionaries behind the Lifestyle Center. And that was only precipitated due to competition from initially Gateway and then the Junction.
Yeah.
And you got more exciting areas popping up. We all know what's happening down where our office is down in the Ballito Village.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of now the competition at Lifestyle, those guys are doing up that area. And you got the guys from Concha and Conchilla and Mozambique up doing that area. And then, you know, we've just put the Lychee Orchard onto market, which is one of, you know, one of the great destinations. So, you know, someone's going to take that.
There's huge potential there. I mean, there's really some cool stuff happening there, but so much more could.
Yeah, so that's could be a mixed-use destination of world-class standards.
Yeah.
So the thing is that we've got so much more to look forward to. And I think it's hard, you know, that old saying, not seeing the wood for the trees, and, you know, the riots, and then the flooding, but the most amazing thing is after both of those unexpected events, you saw a direct bump in the market afterwards, because I think everyone, when the dust settles, everyone still looks around and knows how grateful they should be.
Oh, for sure.
So there's a lot to offer, and we still haven't got to the purpose of why I've come here. So I've been rambling.
Don't worry. I like the intro. And I was just about to say, I mean, with all this excitement, you really have hyped it up. What we're getting at is there is a new development that encompasses all of this, the lifestyle, the attention to detail, the amenities, the place where young people basically want to come and lay roots. And that is your new Brooklyn Forest Estate, if I'm correct.
Yes, so Brooklyn Forest, we're extremely excited about it. We're finally getting going with it. This is a development that's been in production for a couple of years. There was another very capable developer who gave it a crack, and just before lockdown, unfortunately, they couldn't go forward. Then the developer who actually owned the land decided to semi-retire from his corporate life and start as a developer. And it's a really young, dynamic team. It's Rourke Sater from Painted Black, and he's partnering up with a fantastic architectural firm, very famous one in the greater Durban North Coast area, Block Architects. And they're bringing something really exciting to the market. What I think is unique about it is that it's offering a product that is cool. And it's we chatted about this when we chatted about the previous development, which was Brooklyn Estate.
Yeah.
And now this is Brooklyn Forest. It's just unique. You know, Zimbiti, Palm Lakes, Dunkirk, Zululami, you know, these are fantastic developments that we've got, you know, big market share we operate in. Most of us live in those estates.
Yeah.
But they're all very much the same.
Okay.
Whereas Brooklyn Forest and Brooklyn are unique. You drive in there, the painted black walls, the black brick.
Ultra modern.
Just as cool. It's not trying to be cool. And I think that's the core meaning of cool. It's not trying to be cool. And it's offering, this product's offering 2, 3, and 4 bedroom units starting from 2.750.
Wow.
Which is extremely achievable.
Yeah.
Even if the Reserve Bank puts up rates to 8.25 tomorrow, which they could very well do, you know, it's still, you know, you're still getting in at, you know, 20 to 25,000 rand a month in terms of your bond repayments, which is very reasonable.
For sure.
They're all freestanding. They've all got gardens.
Wow.
There's beautiful forests to walk and run in.
Pet friendly,
kid friendly, central location to all the fantastic amenities we're talking about. So
what more could you really ask for?
Yep, 100%. But I'll give you the very quick synopsis, because we're going to be running some live reads on this fantastic platform. Next week, Friday and Saturday, we're going to be doing an activation on site and hopefully here at Lifestyle Center.
Okay.
We've got the guys from Fit for Bed, which is an amazing bedding company. They're going to be offering, together with the developers, a 20,000 rand voucher to Fit for Bed for anyone who purchases in the month of May.
Okay.
And then anyone who purchases in the month of May stands a chance to win a pool. So
a whole pool
and a deck. So
so
there's a lot. Look, those are just some little
add-ons. I mean, sharing the joy. I mean, you've already got such an incredibly attractive offering, and then to go put it into I really think you're touching on everything that younger people want, like people who are coming to the space. You're hitting all the right spots, and I definitely think that you're going to have so many people vying for the win on that competition. We were saying off air, I mean, 20,000 rand towards kitting your home out with some beds and bedding, that hardly even touches sides, but what a nice boost to send you along your way.
Yeah, look, I think you're going to get away with your main bed and main bedroom, bedside tables, and maybe a headboard and that type of thing, because it really is. The nice thing about the company that we're partnering with in terms of it is that they really like Brooklyn Forest. Mm. It's an exceptionally good quality product that's better than most products in the market, but it's at a very reasonable rate. So
Amazing. They
came up, the Harris Hotel mattresses, they're fantastic mattresses. All my mates use them, so they're really good quality, and it's just a nice add-on for anyone who shows interest this month in purchases. We actually hold Brooklyn Forest back. We're going to go to market properly in the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for the spatial development plan to be approved, which it pretty much has. So we now all systems go. We know exactly what we're selling.
Amazing.
Yeah, so we've got the first phase to go. And I'm sure that that's going to go quickly now.
Fantastic, Ryan. Thank you so much for coming on air and sharing in all this excitement. You said that next week, when can people get involved with the activation? Let's just give them those final details. And then obviously, you can get hold of Ryan at the team at Hunt Properties.
Yeah, so the easiest thing to do is either Google Hunt Properties or Brooklyn Forest. It's on all the socials. We are doing an activation on site at Brooklyn Forest. Follow the signs. It's if you follow the signboard on the corner of Lee Barnes and Blito Drive, which is opposite Australia Country Club,
mm-hmm.
It's 500 meters down the road from that. Exquisitely beautiful piece of land. We'll be doing it on Friday afternoon and Saturday morning.
Fantastic.
So come along, bring your family, and let's have a look.
Amazing. You have got the invite open to all. Join Ryan and the team at this exclusive look at Blito's hottest new development, Brooklyn Forest Estate, welcoming you home. You're on Radio Life and Style. Bidvest McCarthy, Toyota Bolito, proud sponsors of the afternoon drive. And we're headed back to the music. Here's Coldplay with Yellow.